Chapter 12. Anne's New Plans. Anne came home for the summer. She was happy to see everybody in Avonlea, but she was worried. Matthew and Marilla weren't well.
Matthew's heart is bad,
Marilla explained.
And my headaches are worse.
At that moment, Matthew came into the kitchen for lunch.
My lovely girl's here,
he said, happy.
You look tired, Matthew,
said Anne.
You're working too hard on the farm.
I like working hard,
said Matthew.
But I'm getting old. I forget that sometimes.
The next morning, Matthew died.
I loved him so much,
Anne said sadly.
I loved him too,
said Marilla, crying. During the next few months, Marilla and Anne tried to adjust to life without Matthew. It was difficult, and the time passed slowly. One day, Marilla went to the doctor because her headaches were very bad. She was quiet when she came home.
What did the doctor say?
Asked Anne.
He examined my eyes,
Marilla said.
My headaches are from eye problems. It's possible that I won't see anything in 6 months.
Marilla began to cry. Anne listened, worried. Then she made a decision.
Marilla, you can't stay in Avonlea alone,
she announced.
I'll stay here and teach in the school.
You can't leave college,
Marilla said.
Yes, I can,
Anne said.
You're more important. We'll be happy here together, you and I.
The next day, Anne went to the local school. She went to the principal's office.
I want to work in your school,
Anne told the principal.
Can I be a teacher here? I know that you've got a position for a new teacher.
I'm sorry, Anne,
said the principal.
We offered the position to Gilbert yesterday, and he accepted it. I don't need more teachers now.
Oh, no,
said Anne sadly.
I want to be near Marilla. She needs me now.
I know that the school in Carmody needs somebody,
said the principal.
Thank you,
said Anne.
Carmody is only 5 kilometers from here. I'll go there tomorrow.
Before Anne left for Carmody, Mrs. Lynde visited.
I was at a school meeting last night,
she told Anne.
Gilbert knows that Marilla is ill, and you want to stay in Avonlea. He'll give you his position in Avonlea School. He'll teach in Carmody, and you can teach here.
Gilbert is very nice,
Anne thought.
He understands that I must be near Marilla now.
That evening, Anne met Gilbert in the street.
You gave me your position. Thank you,
she said. Gilbert smiled.
Now can we be friends?
He asked.
Yes, Gilbert, we can,
laughed Anne.
Finally,
Gilbert said, and took Anne's hand.
I waited a long time for this.
Let's go and tell Marilla,
Anne said, smiling.
She'll be happy too.